turning down the State Bank of India's request for more time to disclose details of the electoral bond scheme, the Supreme Court today said that the bank must share details with the Election Commission by tomorrow evening.
For the disclosure of details of the purchase and redemption of electoral bonds.
Tough questions and a straight directive from the Supreme Court to the State Bank of India. Furnish data on electoral bonds by Tuesday evening or face contempt of court. This after the State Bank of India approached the court for an extension, asking that it be allowed to disclose details by the 30th of June, instead of now, as the Supreme Court had earlier ordered. The Supreme Court, in a landmark decision, had directed the State Bank of India to disclose the names of the donors to the Election Commission, which would make it public by 13th of March. That has now been postponed to the 15th. But this was opposed by the Association for Democratic Rights, the petitioner along with the CPIM, who had moved contempt of proceedings against the State Bank of India for not complying. In court, the judges hearing the matter asked tough questions of the State Bank of India. Chief Justice of India Chandrachud asked what the banks were doing for the past 26 days and remarked that a certain degree of candor was expected from the bank. Appearing for the State Bank of India, senior advocate Harish Salve said the banks had followed a certain standard operating procedure to store information about the electoral bond scheme, because the bank was told this information was supposed to be secret. To this, Justice Sanjeev Khanna said, you have to just open the sealed cover, collate the details and give the information. The court also said this was a serious issue.
It's a very good, strong judgment in consonance with the earlier strong judgment that the court had given on electoral bonds.
The opposition used the latest Supreme Court order to hit out at the Modi government, alleging the BJP did not want this information in the public domain. Former Home Minister P. Chidambaram called the order a tight slap on the State Bank of India.
The entire country is wondering why is the BJP afraid of getting these details public, in public domain. These details have to be made public. People have a right to know which company paid which political party, how much, and what was the quid pro quo.
All eyes are now on the State Bank of India and the information that is made public. In New Delhi, Sunil Prabhu, NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Dr. Abhishek Manu Singhvi, senior advocate in the Supreme Court. He's also a sitting Rajya Sabha MP of the Congress Party. Thanks very much for being with us, Dr. Singhvi. You know, this was, of course, a bench headed by the Chief Justice of India, but I found a statement made by Justice Sanjeev Khanna particularly interesting when he said, and I quote, "You have to just open the sealed cover, collate the details and give the information. It seems to be as simple as that, that every effort by the State Bank of India to attempt to delay the process, for whatever the reasons may have been, ultimately came down to a justice of the Supreme Court saying, open the sealed cover, collate the details and just give the information. What does that actually have to say about the SBI's intentions, in your opinion?
Bishnu, you have to step back a bit and see the very crude, crass and something quite not surprising, but very poor taste. A, there is no answer to what you did in 26 days, a blunt question by the Chief Justice. B, you are acting as the SBI, an agent, a slave, a servant of the government. You do their bidding and make an application after 26 days, making a big hullabaloo and making a big song, dance and drama about issues which are not relevant for disclosure of what is asked. Today, nobody expects that tomorrow, when the disclosure comes, you'll be able to say that Vishnu Som gave 10 rupees to party A, 20 rupees to party B, or that the total which Vishnu Som gave was so much. That is not the expectation. This is base raw material. But you can imagine the fear and the trembling in the government when even basic raw material, base raw material is being clearly avoided, and with such a crude application, which straight away puts a date of 30th June after the elections. Now, the reason is that on the basis of that basic raw information, which will come tomorrow, there are enough people here who can collate, who can map. For example, it can be mapped that the total amount received by the BJP is 5 times, 20 times, 100 times, 500 times more than all the other parties put together. Eventually, it can also be mapped that you had fresh donors for the first time, let's say 1 to 10, who had never donated earlier. And by external mapping, by other factors, you can find out that these first-time donors may be persons who've had raids of ED. Maybe persons who have raids of IT. My colleague has given you data like that. Today you'll be getting raw data which will be able to then allow researchers. We need much more. I agree. And this, by the way, on the day of the judgment, I tweeted. I said, now we'll start the obfuscation, the delay, the obstruction. On the day of the judgment in February. Because I had no doubt that they will be not easy to get it. But now, I think it's been done so crudely and on such non-issues that you will have the basic information. What else can be given is not being given is a problem of design. It's a design defect by the people who made this scheme.
No, but Dr. Singhvi, in simple terms, how long before people get to know?
To suppress.
I mean, I understand that raw data is being provided, but for people to make a link between X company or source of funding and Y party, how long will that process take, linking the two?
It will take some time, but there are enough bright people out there, statisticians and others, who can dig around, A, from other information not available necessarily through SBI, and B, do the mapping. It's not so difficult. But for that, you need to start somewhere. And I think the fear of the government, you can imagine, if they are scared even of the raw data coming, which is the base data, you can imagine how much they are going to be more scared when the people get down their nose to it. So I think that's the real issue. And one more thing, Vishnu, the court frequently gives orders where they vindicate your right, but do not provide the remedy. What I applaud the court this time is they walked the last mile connectivity. They made sure that the remedy follows the right. There's no point passing a judgment and then the SBI, you know, filibustering and whataboutering all about it, this and that. So they are making sure that at least the limited purpose of the judgment comes out. Of course, they cannot correct what has happened over the last many years where the design defect is ensured. The BJP gets it. Others don't come to know about it. The whole thing was designed in sin, conceived in sin and implemented with a particular object.
No, but Dr. Singhvi, bottom line over here is that the SBI has been told in no uncertain terms that they stand potentially in contempt if they don't deliver this. It took the Chief Justice and other judges of the Supreme Court to tell the State Bank of India, you can be potentially held for contempt if you deliver this, if you don't deliver this data.
Let me be very clear. This new India has fear in many quarters. Institutions earlier were robust. They would not just listen to somebody telephoning you and saying, don't disclose or file an application. Today, I have no doubt that these are done on the diktat, on the instructions of the government. And every institution, SBI, forget SBI, bigger institution SBI, succumb to it. That is the real problem. That's the root problem. I tell you on the telephone, look, you have to file an application. You have to save the government's name, the nose, and you do it. In the old days, somebody would stand up and say, look, this is not the SBI's job. We are an agency. We have the information we're giving it. Now, that's what the SBI is suffering from. The real person to be suffering from this should be those who give their instruction to SBI. Do you really think, Vishnu, and do I really believe, and does the country believe, that the poor SBI got up and had the guts to file this application? You really think so?
Ultimately, though, Dr. Singhvi, and this is the bottom line, this is for voters in the country ahead of the elections. It gives us the right to know more about who we vote for. That's what this is all about, right? Information.
Partially. It's a victory of democracy, but to the maximum extent the court could do, but still it's partial because, as I said, this is raw based data coming up. But I am confident that well before the elections, and that is what the government is fearful about, maybe in end April, maybe in middle April, maybe well before that, you will have much better mapping. It will not be complete by any means.
Sure.
But it will be much better and you will have hard facts coming out. And the government is terrified of that because it will give you all kinds of causations, effects. I mean, it's actually validating what is an open secret. We all know. We all know how corporates talk to you in the drawing room in private and how they talk at the podium.
Right.
We all know what happens. So,
fair enough, Dr. Singhvi. It is a big day. But nothing's going to change the fact that money has obviously, I mean, bonds have translated into cash for political parties. That process is over. And as far as the impact of this on these elections, in terms of the cash transfers, which have already taken place, nothing's going to change. That the real transparency might happen in the future. But perhaps this might go some way in influencing the choice that voters make. And that too, that perhaps is the biggest step forward.
It would also retrospectively expose to some extent that these are people who have collected and who have taken action to collect in not necessarily constitutional ways.
Right. Let's see if that is also a something that does come up. Thanks very much, sir, for joining us. I'm joined at this stage by Nalin Kohli, spokesperson of the BJP and advocate of the Supreme Court of India. Thanks, Nalin, very much for being with us. The State Bank wanted 3 months to give information on poll bonds. The court said just 24 hours as a deadline, and there was a stern word for the SBI as well. What is the message that the Supreme Court was trying to send?
Firstly, Vishnu, I'm in court every day as a practicing lawyer. So it's very natural, and often, I think in any court, we will see probably 10, 12 such cases come up where people will ask for time. So I don't see it anything untoward. Anyone who has a direction up to them, they will obviously come and try to tell the court if they have an issue with that direction, that we want more time or we require some certain more clarifications. That's normal procedure. SBI as an entity, which of course is the entity dealing with the subject, they invoked that request before the court. Court felt, no, you should declare it fast. They have to comply with it. So I don't see it as anything untoward. And I certainly find it a little amusing to see opposition parties jump onto this and try to politicize it, because I think several fingers point towards them.
But isn't it untoward, Nalin, using that word, that the court also warned that it'll initiate contempt proceedings against, a government-run bank if it doesn't provide information by tomorrow?
So, Vishnu, first of all, it's a public sector bank.
Okay.
So we must bear in mind, while the majority of the shareholder is held by the government, it is not necessarily a wing of the government like a department in a ministry. So that distance is there, and we have to recognize it's an entity created under a statute. It is not an entity that comes directly under the constitution in that sense. So these points become clear. So yes, State Bank is a bank. That bank felt it wanted to go there. The court rejected that point of view. As a political party, if you ask me as the spokesperson now of the BJP, I'll say anything that is in transparency is to be welcomed. It's not anything to shy away from. But with regard to the timeline, that is for the entity to decide. Who are you, me or anyone else to decide? And finally, it is for the court to decide and give a decision on it.
No, but wasn't it rather stern of the court? And wasn't it rather strange that the court had to end up asking questions like, what have you, the State Bank, done for the past 26 days?
I would rule it differently. The Honorable Chief Justice of India is entitled to want to, as the, not just a constitutional court, but as the Chief Justice's bench, to ask and take an account of what has happened up to now. There is a judgment. It's a judgment of a constitution bench. And if that judgment is there, then obviously you're going to ask for it, when, especially when an entity or a person, as the case may be, comes before the court and says that I'm asking for more time. So then an explanation will come. Okay, the time that has elapsed, what happened then? And second is, I would not use the word harsh. I think the word would be firm or clear, or, seeing that there is no ground. And that's how the court would be.
But on the other hand, the ADR, the Association for Democratic Reform, that did file the application, they were the petitioners, said that this is that the objection by the State Bank of India had been filed at the last moment to ensure details are not public before the forthcoming Lok Sabha polls. In light of the verdict of the court today or the order of the court today, isn't there merit in this argument?
So that is the stand of the petitioner. They are entitled to it. There's really no point for me to talk about the merits of that or the demerits of it. It's between the petitioner and a respondent. Each side has full legal rights. And as a lawyer, we say we profess the rights of the party that engages us. So their lawyers have put out their rights and they are entitled to. I don't think it really calls for any comment in terms of whether they are justified in invoking that argument or not. The court has finally passed.
But wouldn't Nalin, you argue that?
But doesn't the Supreme Court verdict imply that the arguments of the petitioners did have merit? And I mean, they were fairly stinging arguments.
Vishnu, on every day, one party loses and one party wins in every matter. I mean, if you have multiplicity of respondents, the matter may be a little different. So, I mean, on any day, if a honorable judge in an honorable court has 60 matters, 30 are going to go against someone and 30 probably are going in favor of, I mean, in every case, somebody's winning or losing. So this is normal legal this. I see it. I wear two hats. I'm also a practicing lawyer. I'm also a political functionary. as a spokesperson of the BJP. So I see it a little differently. Now, obviously, political parties or the media are entitled to look at differently. So my point of view is that this is part of the normal process. Where does the party stand? Let's come to that first. Transparency is good. Let's come to why was there a need for this? Let's go back to the totality of the circumstances. So let me make it political for a minute. On the totality of it, earlier, cash donations were really the norm. The government of Prime Minister Modi has worked to eliminating cash. Look at the digital success, yes. The steps taken for removal of black money. So it's a huge thing, taking action against corruption. In that, a thought was there, can we have white money, good money, tax-paid money coming for political purposes, as political parties are entitled to seek that? Now, the challenge in the past was that when a person or an entity made a donation to X party, functionaries of Y party would use it as a threat. Okay, we will see you next time. The political cycle will see someone win and someone lose at somewhere, whether the state or the center. So to protect their identity, something like that came. So the election bond was to bring good money, not slush money, into politics and give a layer of protection. The Honorable Court has felt no, transparency is desired. You bow to the court. Now let me come to the next point. Politicizing it? One last comment. The Congress party, let's take them, 350 crores cash, the largest seizure in cash by the Income Tax Department in the history of independent India, 1947 to 2023, when the cash was found. They have much to explain. This was not money coming hidden by a bond. It was coming money hidden from the process. So you can't take a higher than and holier than thou kind of attitude or say the Trinamool Congress where multiple people have been caught by the ED, 20 crores, 25 crores. So therefore, that is the core issue, the cleanup of which is required.
All right, Nalin, thanks very much for sharing your perspective, the BJP's perspective on this. Thanks very much. Joined now by a very special guest, Commodore Lokesh Batra. He was once with the Indian Navy, but then transformed himself into a transparency campaigner. And he's been fighting for this for years and years. He's filed, what did you tell me last time, 100 plus RTIs before getting the original verdict out. And today would be a very big day for you.
Yes, thank you, Vishnu.
Commodore Batra, for people trying to understand what this is all about, could you tell us why this is our right to information which has been protected?
No, before I say that, I have filed 6 RTI even after the judgment. It was very important, and one of them was answered by the government regarding how many commission has been levied, what is the printing cost, and what shocked me in that reply, it's well in public domain. They had gone around printed another after the, between 28 December, I'm using the word, because that RTI did not give me, and then I wanted updated after the judgment. They had gone around and printed another 500 some more, 1 crore bonds, making it total to 33,000 bonds of 1 crore each. That means they had a confidence. That right. Reflects even after the judgment, after this last 15 days, they went ahead and printed. Anyway, leave it aside. Now, I'll talk about that. It's not the RTI issue. It is like I'm more shell-shocked with the appeal filed by this SBI. Because they have been so transparent to me when I am saying that there's nothing they have stopped me. Today, if the sale process finishes, it within 2-3 days, you get the information. And that information contains branch-wise sale, branch-wise redemption, in denomination-wise sale, and denomination-wise this thing. So that data has been coming every day. And beside that, suppose if it is, I'm giving example for viewers, if your sale period is from 1st to 10th of that month, because 10-day sale is there, so 1st is counted as a first day for those who purchase on that. So that means add 14 days, so 15 last day. When we talk of 15 days, anyone who bought it on 10th, they finish their 15 days on 24th of that month. Mm-hmm. If that 24th, surely by 25th, the entire data, how many sold were, a very nice brief goes to the Department of Economic Affairs very next day. How could they do it? I'm myself saying that this whole team of this SBI was very, very transparent, quick and fast. What shell shocked me, that kind of argument which has come. It appears that, and they got it signed by a very, very lower level functionary of AGM level.
No, but Doctor, but Commodore Batra, does this basically mean that the data which does start coming out in just a couple of days from now, it will have the linkage that one wants to see between who funded political parties and the political party?
I think,
or is that going to come later?
It will come out.
Will it come out eventually or will it come out immediately?
It might come immediately. There's something which media has not spoken throughout the day. If you remember on Chief Justice Gogoi's order on 12th April 2019, all political parties were submitting sealed cover the entire data of the donation, name of the donors to the political party in sealed cover. Thereafter, in the recent judgment of 2nd November, same thing was continued. Today in the court, a huge cardboard, and that was opened up. And there are certain directions which I have not seen the order yet. That data which is submitted by political parties, a couple of them were seen by the bench of those orders, that also has to be uploaded. I have to finally see the bench. That was a starting point today, opening the sealed cover box in front of everybody. I was happened to be present in the court at that time. So if that is also to go on this thing, what other party gives it, there has to be some mismatch, so we will know who is doing what. We don't know how much.
But Commodore Batra, the bottom line is that the result of everything that you've done, and with the bonds being the original, the people buying the bonds and the people, you know, selling the bonds, while all of that will be information for voters, the fact of the matter is that the money has been transferred, and therefore some political parties are wealthier than others. The larger issue as far as democratic cleanup in the country is if there is a cap which is placed on the amount of money anybody can give a political party. I don't think it should be anybody's contention saying you can't give your money to a political party. That also is an infringement on your rights. The question is how much, right? Isn't that what this should be all about?
I agree with you, but keeping the donor's name was used the word as incentive, keeping them confidential. And that is how the money started coming. Why confidential?
Yeah.
Today when we are talking about a very expensive election in 2019, the whole aim should be reduce the money. So that a common person, you and me, want to be participate in governance and want to participate, we can't afford it. The whole process should be that while the black money should go out, it should be made as simple that any citizen of
this country. No, I take that. And therefore, my final question to you is that the government has all along argued that this was an effort to clean up the system of black money. And that this move potentially takes away that step. How would you respond?
That's why if you look at it, the money which political party used to get it even before electoral bond came, and today they started getting it, it is a huge jump. That means if you have more money, it doesn't say where will you use. You can use that electoral bond money by the party in some publicity, you can building buildings. It does not mean that generally perception is that you will use it for election only.
Right. Well, it is a very big day for all of us in the country. The Supreme Court backing its earlier order and ensuring that this data comes out at the time that it's meant to come out, and warning this State Bank of India that if this data isn't out, then they can be held even in contempt. We leave it there. Thanks, sir, very much for joining us.